All right, good evening. Thank you. All right, good evening. Thank you. It's amazing that we can sing a song like that.
Good, good Father.
It's amazing
we have a good,
we
good
can sing
Father.
A song like that.
Hallelujah.
Good, good Father, isn't it?
We have a good, good Father.
Open with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Open with me to 1 Peter.
Hey, we have, what is it, May?
It's May, right?
What, 5th?
4th.
Hey, we have, what is it?
Oh, right, May the 4th be with you.
Right?
Is that today?
5th?
Star Wars Day.
May 4th.
Oh, right, May the 4th be with you.
No?
Anyone in costume today?
Star Wars Day.
Anybody see Yoda walking down the street?
Anybody celebrate?
No?
Yeah?
Anyone in costume today?
One Yoda sighting?
Anybody see Yoda walking down the street?
Yeah, we did. We saw one Yoda.
One Yoda sighting.
All right.
Yeah, May 4th, we have this week. This weekend, we have our spring cleanup.
Yeah, May 4th,
we have this
on
week.
On Saturday.
I think 10 o'clock.
This weekend,
we have
o'clock?
Our we meet spring cleanup
day here at the church.
We have spring cleanup.
On Saturday.
So we're going to,
I think
what
10
do
o'clock.
Do? Was it 10 o'clock? We meet here at the church.
We clean up.
And we have spring cleanup.
Right, we still have stuff from the play that we can put away.
We still have
maybe
some things we can clean.
Right, we still have
just get
stuff
ready
from
for the year
that we can put away.
We still have maybe some things we can
and
clean.
And then we have outreach
ready for
we'll
the year.
Clean and then we'll go on outreach
exciting.
And do some evangelism
and then,
together.
And then we
I want to go on outreach.
We'll clean and then we'll go on outreach and do some evangelism
since I've been on.
I want to go on evangelism.
The body here going on evangelism.
It's been a little while.
I miss it
since I've been on.
Like
we have
the body here
conversations wherever we go.
I miss it.
When we live, when evangelism is in our
conversations
wherever we are, we find someone to talk about.
When we live, when evangelism is in our hearts,
wherever we are, we find someone to talk about.
I had a good time recently. I was traveling a little bit, and everywhere I went, I had purpose.
I had a good time recently.
I was traveling a little bit, and everywhere I went,
and it was a lot of fun
that I would find somebody.
People are sometimes like surprised,
and it was a lot of fun.
Wow,
a lot of fun.
People are sometimes like surprised
and say, "I don't know."
But God
Why
told
would
me to
you even talk
so
to
here
me
we
about
are.
That.
And it's a joy
so
just to have that in our hearts.
But then there's a whole other thing when we do it
so
together
here
as
we
the body
are.
Of Christ.
And it's a
and
joy just to have that in our
Saturday.
Hearts.
But then there's
then,
a whole other thing
May
when we do it together as the body of Christ.
We have
and we go
Circle
out,
of Faith.
So. Saturday. And then May 21st,
Circle of Faith is back on the calendar.
We have
Circle
huh?
of Faith.
Wow. Big reaction.
And Circle of Faith.
A lot of excitement, I can tell. Yeah,
wow.
Circle of Faith.
Big
so we'll be at Charlotte and Marcos' house.
A lot of excitement, I can tell.
They're getting ready already.
Yeah,
already
Circle of Faith. So we'll be at Charlotte and Marcos'
so we'll
house.
Be there for
they're getting ready already.
We just have
they're
the time together.
Preparing.
And how many people
and,
have never
so
been to
we'll
a Circle
be there
of Faith
for the evening? And we'll just have the time together.
Circle of Food.
And,
it's also
how many
called,
people have never been to a Circle of Faith?
That's
nickname,
Circle of Food. It's also called.
And we just go. We go to somebody's house, and I know it's kind
of
grown, right? Originally, it was the young adults ministry.
We just go. We go to somebody's house,
and
I know it's kind of grown, right? Originally, it was the young adults
ministry.
With everybody,
Andy and Kelly.
And so now it's just
and
everybody.
The, kids,
the whole church
and
comes,
just,
and we have
it grew with
a,
everybody.
Bible study.
And so now it's just
Pastor Doug will share
a word, maybe somebody else,
and then
there's
Bible study.
Somebody will have a guitar. Usually, Andy
will share a word,
and we have somebody else, and then
there's Charlie.
Somebody will have guitar. Usually Andy sings a couple
so we'll
songs
have that.
And we have
oh,
music, we'll
are.
Have a message,
there's
but then
Charlie.
Also
we're just
plenty of
about
time
it.
For fellowship.
So we'll have
just
that, we'll
being
have music,
around
we'll have a message, but then also
enjoying
plenty
each
of time
other's
for
recipes
fellowship
and conversation.
And just being around and
the encouragement that we receive
in the body of Christ
is like nothing else.
Right. The encouragement
when,
that
what
we
I mean
receive
by that,
in the body of Christ
not only
is like
in the church,
else.
But also like
right.
living
and
our
when,
lives.
And what I mean by that,
checking in
not
with each
only
other
in the church, but also
believers.
Like living our lives.
I'm so
and
encouraged
checking in
by
with each other,
other believers.
As believers,
I was just with
we
are,
I,
five,
I'm so encouraged
guys
by
that I grew up with.
Other believers.
We spent a couple days
I was just
together,
with,
and we'd known
five,
each other since we were
guys
two, 3 years old.
We spent a couple days together.
It was so encouraging. We'd known each other since we were
like two, 3 years old.
Like.
And
strengthened
it was so
by these guys.
So
and
encouraging.
All, you know, raising
amazing.
Their families.
I'm so,
and,
like,
strengthened by these guys.
Living their lives
and
in great
all,
faith.
You know, raising their families. And
there's nothing like it
as far as encouragement.
Living their lives
so
in
that's
great
what
faith.
We do at Circle of
so
Faith.
It's, there's nothing like it.
And then we all help clean up.
So that's what we do
right?
at Circle of Faith.
Charlotte, yeah, we all help
and then
clean
we all
afterwards.
Help clean up afterwards, right?
So that's all coming
sure,
up,
yeah,
and then
all help
leading
up
to our missions conference.
You know that's happening.
So that's
soon.
All coming up, and then
June 9, 10, 11,
our
missions
conference.
You
know
what
we have for the kids this year?
June 9, 10, 11, our missions conference.
We actually did use.
You know what we have for the kids this year?
We got a zookeeper.
We actually
to come.
Did use.
He's bringing some animals. We got a
so Saturday
a
night,
zookeeper to
the
come.
Kids,
he's bringing
yeah, the,
some animals.
The kids event, the zookeeper
so
will bring
night,
our kids to another
kids,
group of people
yeah,
the and entertain
event,
those people
the,
with our kids.
The zookeeper
kids.
Will bring
no.
our kids to another group of people and entertain those people with our kids.
No,
that's
we
no.
no, we haven't. So Saturday, so the kids program this year will
no,
be ready for the kids. And Pastor
no, we
Shabelli will be
so
here with
Saturday,
all the guests. And
so
people are
the
calling.
Kids program
the Armins
will
be ready
for
the kids
to be here.
Pastor Shabelli will be here with all the guests. And people are calling.
I got a call from the Post today in Romania.
Pastor Cliff and Marcy Vincent.
Are prepared to be here. I
so,
got a call
yeah,
from people
post
are coming
in Romania.
We're gonna have, but
Saturday night
come.
We'll have our thing down here.
So,
but
yeah,
then upstairs
coming,
is going to be.
We're gonna have, but Saturday
the
night
guy.
We'll have our
animal
thing
adventures,
down here.
It's called.
But
and
then
he's
upstairs
bringing some animals.
It's
going to
be
the animal guy. Animal adventures. It's called. And he's bringing
know.
Some animals.
Squirrels, maybe.
Snakes.
No, no squirrels.
No squirrels in the building.
I don't know. Squirrels.
Animal adventures. Yeah.
No, no squirrels. No squirrels
in the building. Saturday night. It's going to be great.
Animal adventures.
It'll be a lot of fun.
So, yeah, if you're,
so that'll
if
be here on Saturday night. It's
you
gonna
can't
be,
go.
It's gonna
you be,
a great, be
a kid, though.
It'll right. be a lot of fun.
You gotta be a kid.
So if you're if,
or
you can't go,
with the kids.
You gotta be a kid.
So
right. and then we have
or,
a convention
or
a week after that. So if you're planning to go down to Baltimore
and then,
for convention,
and
I encourage you to do that.
Convention week after
so,
that.
Is that good?
So
we got
planning
a lot
to go down to Baltimore for convention. I encourage you to do that.
It's great. So
is that good?
We got.
So let's pray for the message, and we'll get right to it.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
that's thank
great.
You for
so,
this time. Thank you for
so let's pray for the message.
Worship.
Thank
we'll
you
get right
for the songs
it.
That we can sing in faith.
Lord, thank you for this time. Thank
that
you
for would bless
the worship.
Thank you for the songs
right
that we can
in
sing
name.
In faith.
Amen.
And I just ask that you would bless this
that was there.
Message right now in your name. Amen.
I blindly reached into the
just
pulpit
hoping
there
was
a sealed bottle of water, and it was there.
I blindly
they
reached
cold
into
water
the pulpit
to a thirsty
hoping
soul.
There was a sealed bottle of water.
Okay,
it was there.
1 Peter chapter 1.
They cold water to a thirsty soul.
We're going
to
read verses.
Okay, 1 Peter
3
chapter
and 4.
1.
Well, we'll read 3, 4,
we're
and 5.
Read verses 3
and
then
4.
We'll
go kind
well,
we'll
go
read
through
the rest
and
of
five.
The chapter.
And
I just want
we'll
to
go
kind
of
go through the rest of the chapter.
The eternal.
I just want to want
that
us
we
to
are
recognize living in a temporal world.
Have you
felt it and seen it?
Right, that we are
yes,
living in a temporal
is,
world. Have you felt
there
it
is a
and
lot
seen it?
That we can put our hands
yes,
on. There's
the,
a lot
there
that we
is,
can see. There's a lot that we can observe.
There's a lot that we can put our hands
that
on. There's a lot
we
that
also
we can
see.
There's
a lot
that we can observe.
Apart.
But in that right. observation, we also
car,
see that a lot of things
all
are falling
of a sudden
apart.
You see it funny, and then you poke it, and it's right. rusted.
Have you had a car?
Oh, man, is that already
all
happening?
All of a sudden, you
right.
see it funny, and then you poke
have,
it, and it's rusted.
Our bodies
man,
are breaking
is that already
down.
Happening?
We have
the water heater is going.
Our bodies
isn't
are
breaking
just,
down. We have
this is not a personal account.
The water heater is going.
This isn't happening. I'm just
the water heater is going.
Not a personal account.
This is just
by faith.
It's not
right.
But
the
things happen.
Going,
the windows
Lord,
leaking. Whatever.
But
these things happen.
Not right.
But
we live
but
in a
the
world
things happen.
Where
the
this
windows
is
leaking. Whatever. These things happening.
But also
we live
in
our
world
hearts. There's a cry that says that that's not it.
But also in our hearts,
there's a cry.
We live in a world and we consume things.
Things in this world, but also we recognize
we live
that
in a world and we consume things in this world, but also we recognize
and it is not
that our hearts are still
by
hungry
anything that we can find
here on earth.
And it is not satisfied by anything that we can
our
find
value
this
here
speaks
on earth.
To what and who we really are.
And this speaks to our value.
I spoke
this
at a funeral this weekend
what
and
who
I
we really are.
Said that Christ came
I was spoken
to deliver
this
us
weekend
from
and I
the
said that
the temporal
Christ
things
came
to deliver us,
he
from
came to deliver
the,
us from the material
the
world,
things.
So that we could be free.
He came
in
to deliver
us from the material world, so
yeah,
that
hallelujah.
We could be free in
it.
The immaterial world.
But that we here we are
yeah,
living
hallelujah.
In this
see?
Mortal world,
like
in this material world, and
we
feel
we,
the weight
here
of it.
Here
we feel
are living
the cling
in
this
right?
mortal world,
soul
in this material world,
dust,
and we feel the weight of it. We
says.
Feel the cling of it, right? My soul,
well, Christ
came
to the dust
to
the
break us
says,
out of simply material
well, Christ
living.
Came
to
that
break
I wouldn't
us
be
out of
bound
simply
to dust
material
and I
living.
Wouldn't be stuck in it.
That I wouldn't
but instead
be
I would be liberated
to dust
and free
and I wouldn't
to live
be stuck
in the
immaterial world.
But instead I would be
which
liberated and free to live
truly
in the immaterial world.
Isn't that amazing
which
to
is
think
immeasurable.
About? What is truly infinite.
Isn't that
you know,
amazing
Buzz Lightyear
to think about?
Says to infinity and beyond.
What is truly infinite?
But really, he can't get out
you know,
of
Buzz
Andy's
Lightyear
room.
Says to infinity and beyond.
That's like us.
But really, he can't get out of Andy's
but,
room.
But really, we are
it's
infinite in the sense that
like us.
We have been delivered.
But really,
and
God
we are
has brought
infinite
us into
in the
fellowship
sense
with Him.
We have been delivered, and God
and this
has
is
brought
where
us into His fellowship with
value.
Him. In eternity.
So verse 3.
And this is
blessed
where
be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So according to his abundant mercy, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
to a living hope,
according to his abundant resurrection,
has begotten
Jesus Christ from the dead,
to a living hope,
okay,
through the resurrection,
according
of Jesus Christ from the
his
dead,
his abundant mercy,
okay, first of all,
according
to his abundant mercy,
according to, right,
meaning this thing functions by his
abundant
mercy.
Meaning this thing functions by his abundant mercy.
According to his abundance,
okay, so according to his abundant mercy, abundant meaning
far beyond.
According to his abundance,
okay, so
according to his
abundant
mercy, abundant meaning far beyond.
How many people appreciate abundance?
Excess.
We do.
Abundance. Sometimes.
How many people
in good things
appreciate abundance, right?
We do.
Sometimes.
Abundance of troubles and abundance
in good things,
of water
we appreciate
in the basement.
Abundance, right?
Abundance
no,
of troubles,
no, we don't want
abundance
that.
Of water in the basement.
But the abundance of mercy and the idea
no,
that,
no, we don't want that.
That
but the abundance
that we are
of mercy
begotten again,
the idea
we are
that,
born again
according
that,
to something
that we are begotten again,
meaning we are born again according
mercy.
To something
mercy
that is beyond,
being compassion.
And it's abundant
an
mercy.
An abundance of compassion.
Mercy being compassion.
What an amazing
abundance
thought.
Of compassion.
That we have compassion sometimes.
What an amazing
have you ever had
thought.
Compassion on anybody?
That we
sometimes.
Have compassion sometimes.
You saw the
have
person on the side of the road in the giant puddle next
sometimes.
To them. And you had compassion.
You
went around
the side of
the road in
the
giant puddle,
through the puddle
next to them. And you had compassion.
You went around the puddle.
Or you see someone in need and you help them. You have compassion on them.
Because
or
you
have
see someone
to
help
them, whether
you buy
them a
meal
or you give them a ride, whatever
on them,
it is.
Because you have
compassion.
The ability to help them, whether you buy them
a
meal or give them a ride,
world.
Whatever it is.
The world is starving
compassion.
For compassion.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a needed thing
and
in the world.
There are amazing
the world is starving
things of compassion.
For compassion. But there is an abundance
and
of compassion
there are amazing
in Christ.
Things of compassion.
But there
and
is an abundance
beyond.
Of
it is
compassion
it
in
has
Christ.
It's a greater compassion.
And it's far beyond what we are capable of.
It has a
it's
beyond
a
what
greater
we are capable
compassion.
Of doing.
Beyond
what
we
are
capable
of
thinking.
Beyond what we are capable of doing.
This is
and
the
beyond
abundance
what we
of
are
compassion
capable of thinking.
It is in Christ.
It's beyond what we see naturally.
And is in Christ.
It's actually able
it's beyond
to
what
endure
we see naturally.
Mistreatment.
And it's
an
actually
of mercy
able to endure
mistreatment.
An abundance
our compassion
of mercy
is
can endure
balanced
mistreatment.
On how it is received
or
whether
or
not it
is
received.
Is
balanced on
if you reject
how it is
my
received
compassion
or
whether
luck.
Or not it is received.
But Christ's
if you
compassion,
reject my compassion
goes beyond
good luck.
That, and though we reject
Christ's
it, though we turn away from
it,
it
goes beyond
it on
us.
And though we reject
and it's only
it, though we turn
by
away from
his
it, he
mercy
pours it on
that
us.
We can be born again.
And it's only by
his mercy
can we be born
that we
again.
Can be born again.
We are saved by grace through
only
faith,
by
but
his
grace
mercy
is made
we
possible.
We are saved
by
mercy.
Grace through faith, but grace is made possible.
Grace
is needed
of
in
mercy.
Order for us to be saved. But in order for
grace,
God to give
grace
us
is
grace,
needed,
he first needs
in
to
order
give
for
us
mercy.
To be saved. But in order for
because
God
mercy
to give us
takes
grace,
away,
he first needs to give
the,
us mercy.
The penalty.
Because mercy
it takes
away,
away
the penalty.
It actually
the,
means
the penalty.
That it takes away the penalty.
Great mercy
it
is the alleviation
that,
or the taking away.
That
the great
mercy
is
the
alleviation or the taking away.
What
of
are
the
consequences
of sin?
Death.
Death.
What are the consequences of sin?
Death.
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 The consequences of sin is death.
Yeah, death.
But before
the
that, there is guilt,
death.
There is shame, there is fear.
But before
there
that,
is
there is
condemnation.
There is shame, there is
and
fear.
And if I am living in,
and there
in
is
guilt and condemnation, then I will be resisting.
And if I will not
in,
come to
in
God.
Guilt and condemnation, then
but
I will
his,
be
because
resi-
of the
I will
abundance
not
of his mercy, the abundance of his compassion
but his,
on us,
because
he
of the abundance those
of his mercy, the abundance
he
of his guilt,
compassion on us,
shame,
he
fear,
condemnation,
consequences. He removes
and also
guilt,
death,
shame, fear,
and now he is able to give us grace.
And also
and in
grace.
Death,
we have
and now
amazing
he is
fellowship
able to give
him.
Us grace.
So we are
grace,
born again according to
an
abundance of mercy.
So we are
don't,
born
don't
again
let
according to an
abundance
cheap.
Of mercy.
Wouldn't the devil love that?
Don't let salvation become
salvation
cheap.
Nothing, really. It's just like a happy meal
wouldn't
treat.
Wouldn't the devil love that?
It's
your
cheap.
Salvation's nothing, really. It's
like
just like a happy
it's
meal
not
treat.
Really that big a deal.
But
it's
no, it is through an abundance
like it's
of
not
mercy
really that big a deal.
That we have
but no, it is through an abundance of
mercy.
This
that we have this
abundance
and
of mercy
is not
something
we find
naturally.
This abundance of mercy
is not something we find.
It's not a measurable thing.
It's not a material thing.
But it is coming from eternity.
It's not a measurable thing.
But it is coming from eternity. It's coming from God Himself.
In condemnation and in guilt, I have misery.
Has ever anyone ever felt misery?
In condemnation and in guilt, I have misery.
Is it misery loves company?
Has ever anyone ever felt misery?
Misery.
Is it misery loves company?
Commiserates.
What is that?
He likes to talk about
misery.
How miserable
they are.
Commiserate.
Compare.
He likes
misery.
To talk
and
about
then
how
we sit around together
are.
And complain and
compare.
Feel sorry.
And that ain't nothing. You want to feel bad about yourself? Check this out, right?
We feel sorry.
That ain't nothing. You want to feel bad about yourself? Check this out, right?
And then we are all of a sudden
misery
comparing
is gone.
And mercy.
No.
Our misery is alleviated.
And mercy.
It's taken away.
Our misery is alleviated.
And we
see
in mercy
by
compassion, that love of God.
And we
see in mercy deterred and not pushed away
by love of God
by us.
That is not
it's able to endure
and not pushed
this
away
kind of,
by us.
It's able to endure hate.
This kind of
Jesus endured a lot of hate.
It's able to endure hate.
Why would he do that?
Jesus endured a lot of hate.
Because he came to alleviate
why would he
our
do
misery.
That? Because
he didn't come
he
to just like
to alleviate
show off.
Our misery.
Right. Imagine that.
He didn't
Jesus
come
to
just like
show
know,
off.
Be impress people.
Imagine
if that,
that
was the
Jesus
case, he would have been hanging out with Caiaphas
you know,
and Nicodemus
people.
In the beginning.
If
these
that was the
guys,
case, he would have been hanging out with Caiaphas
but
and Nicodemus.
Instead, he came
in
down
beginning.
Into the.
And these are my guys. They'll appreciate.
And he took misery.
Instead,
he took our misery
down into the pit,
so that we
and
could
he
be
took
born
misery.
Again.
He took our misery,
and only in being
so
born
we
again
could be
do
born
we have
again.
Fellowship with God,
and only in being
okay,
born
so
again
that is verse
we have
three
fellowship with God.
He has begotten us
okay,
again.
So that is verse
to
three
to a living hope.
He has begotten
to a living
us
hope.
To a living hope.
We are born again so that we would have a hope that
hope.
Is alive.
We are born
not
again
hope
so that
dead.
We would have a hope that is alive.
Oh man, people put a lot of hope.
Not a hope that
in things
dead.
That are dead.
Oh man, people put a lot of hope.
They put a lot of hope
things
in that things
that
dead.
Will not
okay.
live.
They put a lot of hope in things that will not.
In the Proverbs it
live.
Says that
also.
If you put your hope in man, it's foolish.
In the Proverbs it says that
it's foolish.
If you put
why?
Your hope in man,
because
it's
man
foolish.
Comes and man goes.
It's foolish.
And then you're left with
because
nothing.
Man comes
nothing.
And man goes.
And then you're
but
you're
our
left
hope is living
nothing.
Because it's nothing. In him.
But our
living
hope is living
through the resurrection
because
of Christ
him.
From the dead.
Our living
hope
is
source
the resurrection
our hope,
of Christ from the dead.
The thing that has produced
our hope
right?
is
if
source.
You can think of an instrument
hope,
that could produce hope.
The thing that has produced
there
hope,
was, like
right?
the
if you
think
guitar
of an instrument
plays,
that could produce
beauty,
hope.
There's music, there's
there was,
like
a, the
instrument
it's awesome,
guitar,
right?
And the band
plays
together,
beauty,
there's a medley,
there's
music,
chorus,
there's
it's unbelievable.
Like a, it's awesome, right? And the band
well, the
plays
instrument
together,
that produces
a
living hope.
It's unbelievable.
Is the empty
well, the
tomb.
Instrument that produces a living hope.
And not so much the empty
is
tomb.
The empty
because
tomb.
The empty tomb actually can't do anything.
And
for
not
me.
So much the empty tomb.
Mary and
the
Martha,
empty
they
tomb
went to the tomb.
Can't do
oh, no, not
for
Mary
me.
And Martha. Mary and the ladies, they went to the
Mary
tomb.
Mary and Martha, they
and
went
they
to the
in
tomb.
It.
Oh, no,
and
not
it didn't
Mary and Martha.
Say,
Mary and the ladies, they went to the
build
tomb.
Something here.
And they looked in it. And
or
it
bring everyone
say,
to the empty tomb, but it said, no, he is not here, he is alive.
Or bring everyone to the empty tomb,
and he
will but it said,
you.
No, he is not here, he
so
is alive.
So the empty tomb points to Christ.
And he will find you.
And we're not supposed
so
to
the
rest
empty
at the tomb,
points
but we
to
find,
Christ.
We pursue the living Christ.
And we're not supposed
and
to
in
rest
the living
at the tomb,
Christ,
but we
have
a living
pursue
hope.
The living Christ.
Living hope.
And in the living Christ, we have a living hope.
living hope.
A living hope, a living expectation.
So this is meaning
a living
like
hope.
Living meaning
a living expectation.
It's not subject to death.
So this is meaning like a
it's
living
not
meaning
subject,
it's a rust.
Not subject,
it's not subject
to
moths or time or
it's
sin.
It's not subject to rust.
Or it's not dependent
it's not
on performance.
To moths
it is
or
living.
Time or sin.
And its life is what
or it's
it
not
is.
Dependent on performance.
It, it is living.
Like it
and
is
its life
eternal.
Is what it is.
Right?
It's an
it
eternal
means.
Living
like
hope.
It is eternal.
Meaning right. It won't change,
it's an eternal
it won't move, it won't
hope.
Adjust.
Meaning
you ever
it
tried
change,
to stand on something
it won't
that's always
move,
moving?
It won't adjust.
Constantly balancing.
You ever tried to stand on something that's always moving
and hoping you're still inside the
constantly
frame?
Balancing.
Like imagine
constantly
if the,
adjusting
the hope
and
we had
you're
was
still
constantly
inside the frame.
Moving.
We hoped like imagine we at least if stayed the
hope,
in
the hope we had was constantly moving.
But instead,
moving.
This hope is eternal.
We hoped we at least
and
stayed
it is solid,
in the
and it is living.
But
and we
instead,
live
this
in
hope
it.
Is eternal. And because
solid,
of it,
and
it is living.
Something
and
great.
We live in it.
Verse 4.
And because of
we
it,
have
we have
an inheritance.
Something great.
Because of this resurrection,
four,
because of this living
inheritance,
hope.
We have
because
freedom
of this
from
resurrection,
judgment,
we
because
have freedom
of this
from sin,
living hope,
and the result
we have
is
freedom
an
from judgment. We have freedom from sin,
verse 4,
and
to
an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled,
verse 4,
that does not
to an
fade away,
incorruptible,
and it's reserved
and undefiled
for you in heaven. That does not
so
fade
four
away,
things there, verse 4,
and it's reserved
right.
for you.
That,
the
in
four
heaven.
Things that
so there's four things
characterize
there, four.
Our inheritance.
Right.
Number
that,
one,
the four
things that characterize our inheritance.
Number
we
one
see
is
things
incorruptible.
That are corrupted by the elements, like we talked about rust
or the moth.
We see things
have
that are corrupted
sweater,
by the elements, like we talked
you pull
about
the wool
rust
sweater out of the
or
closet.
The moth.
If you have
and
all of a sudden
wool
looks
sweater.
Like a piece of Swiss
and
cheese,
you pull the wool sweater out of the closet,
eaten it,
and all of a sudden it looks like
I remember
a piece
my grandparents
of Swiss cheese.
Had a big closet up in the garage, and it was all cedar.
Right.
I remember my grandparents
so
had a big closet up in the garage, and it was all cedar.
So the moths won't corrupt.
Smelled so good.
But that happens here.
Now I understand why.
But also people are corruptible.
But that happens
people
here,
are
it?
Corrupt and they are corruptible.
But also people are
you have an experience that
people
and you
are
will
corrupt
at some point.
And they are corruptible.
That they are corrupt.
You have an experience
are,
that
they are
you
looking
will
for an angle.
Point.
They are looking for their advantage.
They are
looking
to take something from
you. They are looking for their advantage. They are looking to take something from you for
the
sake. The
inheritance
of their,
that
themselves.
We have is incorruptible.
Meaning time
the
and
the elements that we have
break
is
down.
Incorruptible.
But also,
time,
there isn't any person or being,
break it down.
Physical or spiritual,
also,
that can
so there isn't
take
any
it,
person or being,
or can add or take away from
or
it,
or can
that
adjust
can
it or move
it, or take
can
it away
add
from
or
me.
Take away it from
it, or can adjust it or move it.
It is undefiled.
Or take it away from me.
It is incorruptible.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
There
isn't it is
undefiled.
There isn't a spot in it.
It's perfect.
1 John 1:5.
Perfect.
It says
there isn't
that in
him
is
light
spot
and
there is no
darkness
at all.
It says
he is undefiled.
In him is light
holy
and there is no darkness
Christ
at all.
Was
sacrificed
as a lamb
holy
and
undefiled.
As a lamb perfectly.
Christ was
the lambs that were
sacrificed
in the Old Testament,
they had to be
without
blemish,
perfect,
spotless.
The lambs that were sacrificed in the Old
Testament,
it would be
tempting
for the
without
farmer
blemish,
the,
perfect,
for the shepherd
spotless,
to say,
right?
Well, here's this like
it would
like
be tempting
blind,
for the farmer
blind,
the, for the shepherd to say,
broken,
well, here's this
he's got
like,
three legs, one
like
eye,
blind,
one ear's kind of bit
blind,
off.
I'll sacrifice
broken.
That one. He's got three legs, one
but
eye.
But if he were to bring that
ear's
before
kind of
the priest,
off,
the priest would say,
no,
that one.
That is unacceptable.
But if he were to bring that before the priest, the priest would say,
no,
that is unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
The Greek word is eidokimazo.
We used to joke with one of our friends that his girlfriend's mother would say that to him. His girlfriend's mother would say that
he broke her down.
They got married.
Unacceptable.
But the so that is defiled. But the thing that is broad and that is accepted is something
that
is defiled.
But
the thing that is
undefiled
and that is accepted
is the only one
who is undefiled. He is the only one who
is
an acceptable sacrifice.
The only one
and he was undefiled.
He is the only one who
is able to give to
us
an inheritance that is undefiled.
And now he is able to give to us
only because he was able to give
that is undefiled.
He gave his
only
life,
because
and then
he
now
was
gives
able to
us
give
his life.
Incredible.
He gave his life.
He became a man.
And then he now gives us.
So
his
he
life.
Became like us, so
incredible.
That we could become like
he
him.
He became a man,
right?
So he
and
became
only,
like us,
only
so that
because
we could become
he did
like
that.
Him.
Can we be like
right?
God?
Right.
And it's only
so it's
only because he did that.
Number
and
three, it does not
like
fade
God.
Away.
So
it does
undefiled.
Not fade away.
Number
right.
three, it does not
fade
away.
Does
but
not
he,
fade
this
away.
This thing will never fade away.
We have
actually
fade
maybe
away.
It grows
but
in
he,
glory.
This thing will never
we
fade away.
We could think that
actually,
as we go into eternity
in glory,
when we pass,
we could think
pass
that
from
as
this earth
we,
and
go
we go
into
eternity,
it will never
when
get
we
born.
Pass and we pass from this
but
earth,
Christ
and we go
becomes
into eternity,
more and more interesting.
It will never get boring.
He is bigger and bigger and bigger and
but
bigger
Christ
and bigger
becomes
and bigger.
More and more interesting.
He will never our interest in him will never fade away.
Bigger and bigger.
And what we receive in heaven
will never
fade
away.
Fade away.
Right.
And what
he
we receive in
song,
heaven will never
that,
fade away.
One day we'll join the resurrection.
It says that
one day
a thousand generations
will join with one voice
and,
singing, "Worthy is the
A thousand generations
right.
will join with
a
one
thousand
voice
generation of believers
singing, "Worthy is the Lamb."
We'll be singing the same, day, same
a thousand
song together.
Generation of believers.
Imagine that. Somebody who's been in heaven for 1,000 years, when we get there, he doesn't say, yeah, it's real fun in the beginning.
Somebody who's been in heaven for 1,000 years,
when we get there, he doesn't say, yeah, it's real fun in the beginning.
No, but as we enter eternity, they will say,
I just got here.
No, but as we enter eternity, they will say,
it's all new.
I just got here.
And it will never fade away for eternity.
It's all new.
Infinitely, we will be in the
mind of God. And it will never fade away
for eternity. Going into the heart of God.
John 1:18.
We will be in the
mind Son
of God.
Is in the bosom
going
of the
into
Father.
The heart of God.
Meaning
the fellowship of the Son and the Father is never expiring. The Son is always going into the heart of the Father, and now He has invited us into the depths of God.
And it will never
be incredible to think about.
This is our reality. This is our truth. Eternal.
Isn't that incredible to think about?
This is our reality.
Number four, it's reserved.
This is our truth.
In heaven eternal. For you.
It's reserved
in heaven
four,
for you.
Right now we have a little guarantee.
It's reserved in heaven for you.
Right now we have a little guarantee.
We have the earnest of our inheritance.
Meaning
in Ephesians 1:13,
we have inheritance.
In 14, we have the earnest of our inheritance.
It is 100%.
It's a little piece of the inheritance.
But it is a little piece. 100%.
The quality
reserved for us in heaven
but it is
the whole
little
thing.
Piece.
Romans 8 says,
but
you
then
will
be glorified
for us in heaven
fully
thing.
Glorified.
Romans 8 says, you will
be glorified
in heaven for you.
Fully glorified.
Imagine that.
It's reserved
in verse
heaven
5
for you.
And there in heaven it is kept
in there
by the power of God.
And there
kept by
in
the
heaven
power
it is
God.
Kept
by
through
the faith
power of
for
God.
Salvation ready to be revealed in the
kept
last time
by the power of God.
Okay. Through faith
so there
salvation,
my
ready
salvation
to be revealed in the last
power of God.
Given to
so
me
there my salvation
kept
is kept by,
him. By
the power of God.
Isn't that great?
Given to me.
My salvation is mine. Eternal life is mine.
Isn't that
now.
Great?
Now you have the ability to walk in the newness
mine.
Of life.
And eternal life
now
is mine.
You
now.
Fellowship
now
and
your
you
eternal
have the ability
position
to walk
in Christ.
In the newness
now
of life.
You look at
now
things with
your eternal value,
your
eternal
now.
Position in Christ.
But also
now you look at things
is reserved
eternal value in heaven
now.
The
but
full,
also
the full thing.
It is reserved
and
for
there,
you.
Right now you
the
are
full,
kept
the
and then
full thing.
What is reserved
and
is also
there,
kept
right
by
now
the power
you
of
are
God.
Kept and then what is
meaning,
reserved
you
is
can't
also
mess
kept
it up
by the power of
you
God.
Can't lose it.
You
meaning,
can't change it.
You can't mess it up.
You can't affect it.
You can't
what
lose
you have
it
now. Is
you
given to you
it.
And kept by the
you
power of God. What
it.
You have coming,
what you have now,
will be given to you and
is
given
kept
to you
and
kept
God.
By the power of God. What you have coming, will
how
be
many
given
people
to you
have
and
lost
kept by
the present
God.
That was given
God.
To them?
Yeah, I think I have.
How
many
people
have, lost
have
the present
ruined
that was given
something?
The monetary
yeah,
ruins you crashed
how many people
car,
have
you,
ruined something
you lost
monetary
you ruins
a pair of
you
skis or
something
right
like something was given to you and
you lost
it up
a pair of skis or something,
yeah.
Right? Like something was
ooh.
Given to you and
you have to go
it up.
Back and explain yourself, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
You have to go back and explain yourself.
Remember,
right?
Hey, Dad.
Right?
Remember that thing? Yeah, it was great.
Remember,
well.
Right?
The bike,
remember that thing?
The bike
yeah,
gets
it was
left
great.
Outside
well,
in the rain. And then you come
to Dad.
The bike gets
you know that
left
when you
outside
told me to
in
bring
rain,
it in.
Because if it was in the rain, it
comes
would get rusty.
Dad,
you know that when you
well,
told me to bring it in. Because if it was in the rain, it would get rusty.
Charlie's front yard looks like a
well,
used bike lot.
Yeah, like remember
like
that
used,
thing?
Used
you gave it to
lot.
Me,
and then
I kept it. In
yeah, like remember
my
that
power,
thing?
And
you
now
gave
what's
it
wrong
to
me,
it?
And then
the chain won't
I
move.
Kept it in, right?
I need a new
my
one.
Power, and now what's
can you
wrong
give me
with
a
it?
New one now?
The chain won't move, right?
I need a new one.
Kept.
Can you give me a new one now?
If it is kept by my power,
kept.
It will
kept
be defiled.
If it is kept by
so
my
God
power,
gives me my salvation,
it will be defiled.
And he says to me, this is yours.
So God
and
gives
we say,
me
Lord, I
my
hope
salvation.
I don't mess it up.
And
he says, you can't
this
mess
is
it up
yours.
Because it's kept
and
by
we
me.
We say, Lord, I hope I don't mess it up. And he says, you can't mess
it up.
And then
he says to
me,
I
will meet you in paradise. And we say, oh, gee, I hope I don't mess
and
it up before I get
to me.
I will meet
you
in paradise. And we say, oh, gee, I hope I don't mess it up before I get there.
It is reserved in heaven for
you
and it is kept by me.
Because it is kept.
It is reserved.
Eternally
for you,
for
and it is kept by God.
By
and we have
so we are eternally
a new
cared
way
for
of thinking
by God.
And we
verse
have
13
now a new way of
therefore.
Thinking. It's one of my favorite. I think this
verse
is
13.
My favorite word in the Bible.
Therefore,
I was looking. I was reading.
One
today,
of my
favorite.
Oh my gosh,
I think
I love this
is
word.
My favorite word. because it connects it to reality.
I said, oh my gosh, I love this
word. We're talking about incorruptible inheritance and all of this stuff. And then, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's an eternal thought. But then, therefore, brings it. And then, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
It's an eternal thought.
And it says, therefore, brings it. And it puts it in our hands.
Gird up the loins.
And it says, therefore, this is yours.
Therefore,
gird up the loins.
If all of that
is
true, based on that reality,
therefore,
gird up the loins of your
mind. If all
of
that is true, based on that
support yourself,
gird up the loins
of
your mind.
Mind, this word mind is interesting.
It means your deepest thought.
Mind, this word means
the exercise of your mind.
It means your deepest thought.
How many people have exercised physically?
It means the exercise of your mind.
A couple of us do.
Most everybody.
Physically.
That's great. That's great.
As much as possible.
Hallelujah. Oh, most everybody. I love that. That's great.
So that's great.
As much as possible,
this moves a cup of coffee.
Right.
So I exercise
a few hundred times a day.
This moves a
great
cup of
curl.
Right.
Rotation.
The whole thing.
A few hundred times a day.
No, but we exercise our bodies. But also,
rotation.
We are exercising our mind.
Right. No,
whether
we
are conscious of it or
not. Body,
but also,
and I'll
we are
tell
exercising
you, be conscious
mind.
Of it.
Whether we are conscious
be
of it or
in
not.
Control of what
and
you,
I'll tell you,
how
be
you exercise your mind.
Be
when you go to the gym,
you,
or when you have
you
a workout program, you do a video or you do a program.
When you go to the gym,
you are in control.
Or when you have a workout
and you were
program,
saying,
you do
I am
a
doing
video
this
or you do a program, right? You
it
are
is intentional,
in
and I am doing
and
it.
You were saying,
I'm targeting this muscle
this
group,
movement.
Or I'm targeting this idea.
It
I want to get to this
and I am doing
rate,
it, and I want to do
this muscle group,
right?
Or I'm targeting
it's
this idea. I want to get to this.
How about with your mind?
And I want to do this,
right?
Are you
intentional? Isn't it
directing the exercise of your mind?
Are you
don't,
directing
then
the
something
exercise
will.
Of your mind?
How easy
if you
is it for our minds to wander?
Then something
I mean, you're
will.
I'm preaching to myself.
How easy
right?
is it for
like
our minds
I can,
to wander?
I mean, you're talking
right,
I mean, I'm talking
day
to myself.
A daydream.
Right?
Like beautiful
can,
day for a daydream,
like
boy.
Right, beautiful like, that's
day
my song.
For a daydream.
Just floating off in some
beautiful
weird thought. I don't know.
Day for a daydream,
but if
boy.
I
like, that's my
apply
song.
Discipline to my thinking
weird thought,
and
I
exercise
my mind.
But if I apply discipline to my thinking,
it can have an amazing effect
on my mind.
Life.
Right? So gird up the loins of your mind.
You have this inheritance.
On my
it's
life.
Incorruptible. All of it is there.
So
it
gird
is yours.
Up the
it is reserved
mind.
For you.
You
in
have
heaven.
This
and based
inheritance.
On that,
it's incorruptible.
Properly.
All of it is there. It is
exercise
yours.
Your
it
mind.
Is reserved for you in heaven. And based on
exercise
that,
exercise your
think
imagination
properly.
In,
exercise
in,
your mind.
In your understanding,
you have
exercise
authority.
Your imagination.
You have control.
The book of Proverbs
in,
is all about this.
Your understanding,
isn't it?
You have
thinking as a man
authority.
Thinks
you have
so is he.
The book of Proverbs
wisdom,
is all about
wisdom
this.
Is saying, come here
thinking
and be
as a man
filled.
Thinks in his heart,
foolishness
so is he.
Is also saying, come here
wisdom,
and be filled.
Wisdom
each
one
one
saying,
wisdom and
come
foolishness
here
is calling
for your
mind.
Is also
and
saying, come
here
and be
yourself
each
with these
one,
things.
Wisdom and foolishness is calling for your mind.
Pornography
and
is
saying,
a big deal.
Exercise yourself with these
live in.
Things.
Oh, it always has been, by the way. Right?
It always has been.
Pornography
and now
is a big deal.
It is unparalleled.
Society we live in.
It is unbelievable.
Always
and it
has crippling,
been, by the way. Right?
Crippling,
it always has
crippling,
been crippling.
And now
and
access
women.
To it is unparalleled.
It is not good.
It is unbelievable and it is crippling.
If I leave myself
crippling,
to that
and
I exercise my mind
it is not
in
good.
That. That
if
will
I leave
drastically
myself
affect
to that,
life,
and I exercise my mind
it'll affect
in that,
my mental health, it'll affect my physical health, it'll
that
affect
will
my relationships, it affects
affect
everything.
My life.
It'll affect my
and
mental
I
health, it'll affect my physical health, it'll affect
no.
my relationships, it'll
go
in a different direction. I'm going
to
exercise my
and
mind
I have
in something
the authority
greater
to say no.
And
I can
if,
go
and
in a different direction.
If that is there, then
I'm going to exercise my
root
mind
it out.
In something greater.
Gird up the loins of your mind.
And if that is there, then
root it
out. It's a pretty strong...
gird up the
it's
loins
like
of your
the
mind.
LA, the freeway
say
in
no.
LA.
And you say,
high,
but it's a pretty
high,
strong
high traffic
it's
thing,
like
right?
LA,
say, well, start
the,
taking
the
lanes
freeway
away.
In LA
by faith.
The high
and start
high
going
traffic
a different direction
thing,
right?
With all of these
say, well,
things
start
that we
taking lanes
with.
Away
right?
By faith.
With your attitude towards yourself,
all of
exercise your mind in the eternal.
Don't exercise your mind
with
in the
your
temple.
Attitude towards yourself. Exercise
don't settle
your mind
in your guilt.
In
the don't settle
eternal.
In your shame.
Don't
settle
in your
fear.
Your
but
mind
settle
in
instead in the reality
don't
of
in
your
guilt.
Inheritance.
Don't settle
and
in
where
your
it
shame.
Is.
Don't
it's
settle
eternal.
In your fear. But settle
so
instead
exercise your
in
mind
the
in eternal
reality
things.
Of your inheritance and where
and see
it is.
It's eternal.
It is
so
powerful.
Exercise your
we
mind in eternal things. So gird up the loins of your mind.
It is powerful.
We will change our thinking.
Be sober.
What does that mean?
So gird up the loins of your mind.
We could say a lot of things about it, right?
Be sober
from...
What does that mean?
Don't be intoxicated.
We could say a lot of things about it, right?
Be sober
Ephesians
from...
Ephesians 5:18,
don't
be drunk
intoxicated,
with wine,
but instead
don't
be filled
with
the Spirit.
Ephesians 5:18, don't be drunk
also,
with wine.
anything that would change, that would but also alter the state of my
anything
mind.
Anything that would change,
this could
that
be
would,
a lot of things.
Marijuana,
alter the state
I mean,
of
driving
my mind.
Around in the springtime in Massachusetts,
this could be a lot of things.
I picked up Pastor Schaller at the airport when he was here a few weeks ago.
It was so funny.
It was so
I
funny.
Picked
him up in Manchester. We got on the highway
here a few weeks ago. It was so funny.
I don't know if it was Cheech
and
Chong.
We picked him up in Manchester. We got on the highway.
The car, my truck is like, I don't know if it was Cheech and Chong.
My face is starting to tingle. Like, I think I got to get around this guy.
So finally, I tell him, man, I got to get around this guy.
My face is starting to tingle.
I think I got to get around this guy.
So finally, I tell him, man, I got to get around this guy.
He's smoking a lot of weed.
And Pastor Schaller said, oh, thank God.
No.
He's like, relieved. What am I getting into this weekend?
He's like, relieved.
He's like, oh, man, what am I getting into this weekend?
But that is altering the state of my mind, right?
It is.
But that is altering the state of my mind.
Be sober,
right?
That's one part of it. But also in your attitude.
Be sober, that's one part of it.
But also in your attitude.
Be open to God.
Don't be proud.
Be
open to God.
Don't be self-righteous.
Don't
be
proud.
Sober
in your attitude.
Be sober.
And be
don't be
self-righteous.
In humility approaching God,
being ready
be humbled
to move you
in humility approaching God,
exercise of your
being
mind.
Being ready for him to
okay,
move
so
you.
So be sober
and,
now
and
rest your hope
your
fully
mind.
Upon the grace.
Okay, so be
that is
sober
to be brought to
and
you
now
with
rest
the revelation
your hope
of
fully
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Upon
rest
grace,
your hope
that is
fully.
I love that.
Be brought
rest your
to you
hope
with the revelation
fully
of Jesus Christ.
On the grace
okay.
that now
rest
is,
your hope
but also
fully.
Is coming.
I love that.
The rest
hope,
your hope
the expectation,
fully on
the
grace
future that,
that
we
now
have
is, but also
is
Christ
coming.
Is coming back.
Okay. Isn't that incredible?
The hope, the expectation,
live your life like
the future
we
that we have
a couple Sundays
have
ago.
Is because
but live
Christ
your
is
life
coming back.
And rest your hope
isn't that
fully on the reality
live your life
that
like
one day
true.
Christ will
we
appear
said it a couple Sundays ago.
And we will
but
see him
life
physically
and rest
in
your
this earth
hope fully
and
on
we
the reality
will be like him.
That one day Christ
that's
will
real.
Appear.
That's an eternal
and
thought.
We will see him physically in this earth
to go cut
and we
against
will be
the
like
grain
him.
Of the world we live in, where Christ is dead, God is dead, faith is useless, it's weak, it's a crutch, whatever. And we say, no, I will rest my hope fully on this, that he will be revealed one day. And what does that mean, to be revealed? It simply means that the cover is taken off. It doesn't mean he's working on something behind the scene, like he's cooking it up, and when it's ready, he'll show us. It means that this is the way the world is. This is the way things are. And one day, he will pull back the curtain so we see what really is. What really matters, and what we will see is what really matters is what is eternal. And this life, it's quick. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says that our light affliction is but for a moment. Our light affliction is but for a moment, but guess what? It works for you a far greater weight of eternal glory. That is something that will be revealed to us. Where we go through this and we say, our light affliction seems like a mother load of affliction, Lord. What is this? But when it is revealed, what is true is really revealed. When the curtain is taken back and we see what life really is, the weight, the temporal weight will all of a sudden be nothing in comparison to the glory that is waiting for us and that is real about what we have. This is how we develop a value system, right? That as we live our lives here on earth, we value some things eternally. And we see in verse 7 that the genuineness of our faith, it is much more precious than gold. The genuineness of our faith is much more precious than gold. You say, well, gold and silver, that is the top of the value system that we have. That's what we can measure. Right? Much more precious than Bitcoin or whatever it is. Whatever is measurable, whatever is attainable, whatever I can put my little hands on or click my mouse on, whatever it is. There is something, the trial of my faith is better than that. And actually, when it is tested by fire, the trial of your faith is much more precious than gold. And when it's tested by fire, what is produced? Praise, honor, and glory to God. Your life is able to glorify God. The trial of your faith produces praise to God. That's eternal. That's weight. That's what we want to be. That's what we want to be living in. Verse 18 says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but instead with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's what we have. Right? That's what we have. That's how valuable you are. That all the gold and silver in the world is not enough to pay for your redemption. It took something greater, and that is the precious blood of Christ. In Romans 8:32, God would not withhold that payment. Like, he didn't send a group of angels. Like, how many angels will it take to atone or propitiate for these people? No, he went straight to the highest value, the blood of Christ. He did not withhold his son, but instead he delivered him up for us. So now, therefore, based on we live the life we live, will he not also give us all things? And will he not also provide for our life? And will he not also lead us to live like an eternally valued life as we live in time? You are valuable. And then now, B, we see what is valuable in life. And we live for it, right? We live for it. We work hard. Colossians 3:17. Everything your hand finds to do, how do we do it? We do it unto God. We do it unto God. Whatever it is. So now, my job is different. Right? Plumbing is no longer plumbing. Right? Writing code is no longer code. Cleaning is no longer cleaning. Or whatever I'm doing is no longer that task, but instead, it is an eternal thing. Because I'm doing it unto God. And that changes how I do things. So, this eternal thought is big, isn't it? It's a big thought. But it's very practical in our lives. And it changes our lives. So be thinking about the eternal value. Your eternal value, and then the value of what you do by faith. Because everything you are doing, God has given it for you to do, and it glorifies Him. And Julie can say, "Yeah, but I'm at the school. I'm just interpreting all day." And he says, "But you're doing it with joy. You're doing it in honor. You're doing it with integrity. And I am being glorified through you because that's the most Christian thing we can do, right? Like, however, to put a term on it." But we bring praise and glory and honor to God when we take the things that He has given us and we look at them as eternal and not temporal, and we do it with praise. So I hope this is encouraging. It is encouraging to me. And I don't know. That's it, I guess. Amen? Amen. So. Lord, thank you for leading us in the eternal. Thank you for giving us an understanding that our life is bigger than the little corruptible things that we see, but it makes an eternal impact. And thank you for people who have made that impact in our lives. And we pray that we would be able to reach people and minister to people in the same way. In Jesus' name, amen.